From Public Radio International, this is Living on Earth. I'm Steve Curwood. The latest International Scientific Report of Climate Change says the Earth is warming thanks to humans, but there is dissent over what that will mean when it comes to melting ice and the potential for catastrophic flooding.
I would have preferred an even clearer statement about the dangers of future sea level rise if the ice sheets begin to disintegrate. And I think that a business-as-usual scenario will guarantee future disintegration of West Antarctica and parts of Greenland.
Also, a call to tap the heat of the Earth as a source of energy free from the perils of global warming gases.
America is particularly well-blessed with geothermal. This would be an enormous asset to our long-term energy security, and I think in a very sustainable fashion.
That and more this week on Living on Earth. Stick around.
Support for Living on Earth comes from the National Science Foundation and Stonyfield Farm.
From the Jennifer and Ted Stanley Studios in Somerville, Massachusetts, this is Living on Earth. I'm Steve Curwood. The newest consensus statement of the thousands of scientists in the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change says there's little doubt that the Earth will be a much hotter place by the end of the century. The pronouncement is the result of 5 years of collaborative work assessing what lies ahead for our warming planet. But some of the world's leading climate experts say there is a glaring omission regarding another key impact of global warming, sea level rise. The panel predicts a sea level rise of about a half a meter, or roughly 18 inches, over the next century. But NASA scientist Dr. James Hansen has just written an article in the journal Science asserting, among other things, that this estimate may be far too low. Dr. Hansen joins us now. Welcome to Living on Earth.
Glad to be here.
And we should probably point out that you are expressing your own opinions here, not those of NASA, correct?
Yes, that is right.